Blog Talk Radio.
Concentrating on the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. We're still in the Easter season. We're about to the end of it. Today is March the 29th, 2013. I didn't have a show yesterday because my wife never did get the flu this season, so she finally got it, and I had to help take care of her, so I've been kind of late with some things going on here. But I didn't forget about y'all, and I was going to have a show to end the Easter season. I'm going to have one today, and I'm going to have one tomorrow, and it's going to be about the burial and the resurrection of the Christ. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to start the show with today. I'm going to go into Psalms 91. That's my favorite Psalms in the Bible, is Psalms 91. Some people like 27 and all of that, but one of mine is Psalms 91. It's one of the most powerful psalms that I've found. And some people might say other ones is more powerful. I guess they're all powerful. It really depends on the person, what they're led to, and everybody has their own specific preference. But mine is Psalms 91. I'm going to go ahead and read that right now. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fellow's snare and from the daily pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that strikes in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your indwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent because he loves me, says the Lord. I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I sanctify him and show him my salvation. That is Psalms 91. That's a very strong, you know, writing there, and it's helped many of people. Many of people it's helped. It's got a history of helping folks, just keeping that in your surroundings, keeping that in your vibration around you. It's keeping that Psalms and that Psalm 91 there. It kind of activates the written word of the Bible that's been in, you know, in our world for thousands of years. When you read it and you put it in your consciousness, it activates the power of it. So when you read this and you put this in your consciousness, one time ain't going to do it, which it may, but most time, one time ain't going to do it. You got to keep it up every night for a while just to get it there, and then you can come upon it whenever you want to. But a daily thing to keep it in your consciousness will keep the power of it strong. And then once you get it in you, or get it in your soul, in your consciousness, it's always there. It will come up in your mind when you need it. You can go to the Bible and read it when you want to, and it always keeps it strong. It adds more power to it. The Lord is always with you, but the initiation of the word, letting it out, saying it, speaks it into existence. It adds more power to it. You got power there, but it makes the power of God around you even stronger when it comes to protection. He sets your table before you. Before you get into a bad situation, he's there already straightening out the situation before you get there. So all this here helps you. So that's why I want to read it today. I didn't do the daily word. I just read that. But I'm going to go ahead and go into Mark. I'm reading out of Mark today. I just felt guided to go there. I normally do Matthew's for the crucifixion and all that, but Mark really, really came to me to use. The crucifixion says, Mark 15, 21, I'm going to start, and I'll probably read all the way to 47. A certain man, Assyria, Simon, the father of Alexander and refuge, was passing by on his way from the country, and they faced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to a place called Gothra, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him, dividing up his clothes. They cast lots to see which one would get his clothes. So when they stripped Jesus' clothes off of him and they nailed him to the cross, the clothes, the soldiers was gambling for his clothes, like throwing, say, I'll bet you 5 pennies and 5 quarters, whatever it was. They was betting each other for who would get the clothes. And the clothes of Jesus was like a big thing, because to them he was just the king of the Jews, and they always remember that from the clothes. It's kind of like a movie star signs a guitar or something, and then they put a bid on it. That's what they did with Jesus' clothes. They was making a bid on his clothes, the soldiers were, which was very anti-religious. It was really bad for them to do that, but they was doing it. They thought it was a joke. But later on, they find out that it wasn't a joke. But anyway, they divide up the clothes, and then they cast lots. They was gambling for his clothes. Okay? It was the third hour when they crucified him. The written notice on the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified two robbers with him, and one on his right hand, on his right, and one on the left. So one on his right hand and one on his left hand is where the robbers was crucified. He had one on one side and one on the other. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, striking him their heads and saying, "So you who are going to destroy the temples and build it in 3 days, come down from your cross and save yourself. In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. He saved others, they said, but he can't save himself. Let this Christ, the King of Israel, come down now then from the cross, that he may see and believe. Those crucified with him also shot insults at him. And then it says the death of Jesus. At the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Hinnahana the Lama Sapa, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of these standing near heard this, they said, listen, he's calling Allah. One man ran, Elijah. One man ran, filled a sponge with wine and vinegar, put it on the stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed at last. A curtain of the temple was torn to from top to bottom. So when Jesus was crying out there on the cross, all of a sudden, miles away in the temple, the curtain just ripped in front of the priest. So that was starting of the tearing down of the temple that God was going to do. So from the top to the bottom. And when that happened to the curtains, he stood there in front of Jesus and heard his cry and saw how he died. He said, surely this man was the Son of God. Some women were watching from a distance. Among them was Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and the younger of Joseph and Solomon in Galilee. These women had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had came up with him to Jerusalem were also there. Okay, we're going to go to the burial of Jesus. It was preparation day. This is the day before the Sabbath. So as the evening approached, Joseph and Martha, a prominent member of the council who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus, the body. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Summoning the centurions, he asked him if Jesus had already died. When he learned from the certains that he was, so he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph brought some linen cloths and took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in the tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. So I'm going to stop right there. So far, Jesus has been crucified. He was nailed to the cross. He had two robbers and one robber on the left hand and one robber on the right hand. And I remember in Matthew, it goes a little bit deeper within that. One robber was cursing him and everything else, and the other robber said, you know, when you go into your kingdom, can you take me to your kingdom with you? And Jesus looked at the robber while he was on the cross and said, today you will be with me in paradise. Another robber, you know, was cursed him and all that, so he refused Christ's help, and he decided to go to hell because of all the things he did, and his mind was so warped, and that's what he decided to do. So what I want to ask you today, are you cursing Christ? Are you cursing God? Are you going to accept his initiation? Are you going to accept him into your life today? That's my question for you. Are you going to accept Christ into your life, or do you want to go in your life with hell? Do you want, you know, demonic beings, you want your ego to control your life and be in hell for the rest of your life, or do you want Christ to come in and renew you and show you that you're a son and daughter of God? It's up to you. It's your choice. Nobody else's choice. Your mom and daddy might be a preacher, or your uncle might be a preacher. They can't get you into heaven. They can't renew your life. Only Christ can. But you can see how they've worked in their lives. You can see how they worked in their lives and be a reflection to you to make you be a better person. But I want to ask you today, what do you want in your life? Do you want Christ or renewal? And there's a lot of religions that tells you that God's already in you. He is. But a curtain is turned down where you can't see it. That has been turned off. When you came into this body, you chose to be separated from God to see if you can find yourself again. Christ is that door to open that door to you, to your true self. The Holy Spirit comes and does that. He renews you. He saves you from this world. He saves you from this, what you went into. So do you want to accept him to see what you really are, or do you want to stay in your hole and keep on digging your grave? I mean, it's up to you. I mean, it's nobody can make his choice for you except for you. And I ain't going to throw hell at everybody. I don't do that. I don't believe in that. I just, I'm not like that. But, I always ask people to invite Christ in their life, and it's amazing. It's amazing you're going through tough times. I go through tough here in the last year or so. I've been going through family things and all that, but I can laugh. A lot of people say, are you laughing because you don't like the people? What? No, I laugh because the devil is trying to screw with my life, excuse my language, screw with my life, and I can laugh because he's not bothering me. I still got the praise of God within me. I still got the glory of Christ within me, and I'm still loving God no matter what. He's not going to turn me against God. It's impossible. God is so strong in me, it's impossible. I love Christ with all my heart. I might journey from back to forth every once in a while, but he's still there, and I still love him with all my heart, and he ain't going to budge me because I know this is a game that the enemy plays to mess with you, and he's not going to mess with me. He'll try. I mean, I ain't going to say he won't try, but he'll try. But he ain't going to budge me. When you see me laugh, when my family members see me laugh, they know that God's got the upper hand and God's working within me, helping me. And I may fall. I fall a couple of times myself, and I've cried and stuff about situations. But Christ comes within me, shows me the truth, shows me. Even I forget the truth sometimes, too. But he's there to remind me of the truth, shows me that he's all that there is. God is all that there is. And I get happy again. And then I'm lifted up and I start laughing in glory. So do you want a life like that during your hard times, or do you want a deep depression that you feel like you can't get out of the hole? So it depends on that. Do you want that ladder thrown down to pull you out, or do you don't want a ladder at all? You just want to stay down there and live in that depression and problems. It's up to you. I mean, I pick the ladder. I love the ladder to climb up. I want the rope, cross over that rope, but, it's up to you to grab onto it. So today you can accept Christ right now. If you want to pray with me at this time, I'm more than happy to pray with you. And at this time I ask you to just bow your head. Let's accept Christ right now. If you're willing to. It's up to you. It ain't up to nobody but you. So let's say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come upon me at this time. I ask you to sit upon the throne of my heart. I can't take this life no more. It's getting so rough for me that I need help. God created you to help me, the Son, to help me. And Christ, I accept you. I beg you to become my teacher, my master, to guide me through my life. I ask you to come upon me at this time. Fill my heart with your glory, with your love. Set upon my heart for eternity. I accept your cross. I accept your resurrection for me, that I may die and be born within you, for me to die and you to be raised up within me too. I ask you, Jesus, to come run into my heart. I thank you, Lord, for doing this. I ask Holy Spirit to fill me. Fill me to the top. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill me to the top, where I'll be your child, Father, to be a woken child in you, Divine Father. I ask this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, if you just prayed this prayer, I guarantee you that crosses came within your heart, and you're going to start seeing things happen. But one thing I do ask you to do is find you a nice Christian church near your house, around your place, and I ask you to get baptized, because that's the other part that goes along with it is baptism. That's the dying of the old and the bringing of the new. It's a symbolic thing, but it helps. So when you just ask Christ into your life, you've just been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then you're baptized with water, and that's the dying of the old you and the resurrection of the new you. So you go through the same thing that Christ went through. Some people don't believe this. I do. But that's one thing I ask you to do. But I do thank every one of y'all for listening to my show today. I am going to do a regular prayer for a healing prayer. I'm going to do that now. I'm going to say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come upon us at this time. Anybody that's having a problem within their life, I ask you to touch their life at this time, Lord Jesus. I ask you to heal them. Heal them from top to bottom. Any disease, any infections, any stomach problems, anything that's going with their parts of their bodies, I ask it to be healed. I cast all demonic entities, any demonic entities that's within their body, I cast them out in Jesus' name. I curse them, and I cast them out in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone, Satan. You do not belong in there. They're a body of light. God made them perfect, and they stay perfect. And I cast you out in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I bring your glory over these people listening to this show. Fill them with light, cast all darkness off, and I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. If there's any situation in their life that's causing turmoil in their life, I cast any demonic entities out of that situation in Jesus' name. I cast you out in Jesus' name. I curse you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing this. All the problems is gone. Thank you, Lord, for clearing all this out. I want to thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you've given my audience, all the wonderful things that you've done in their lives already. Their beautiful families, their beautiful grandkids, whatever it is. We want to thank you for this. We want to thank you for all the glory you put upon them. I want to thank you for all the glory you put upon me. I want to thank you for my family, all the family I have, all the things that you've given me, all the miracles that you've given me and all the blessings that you gave me and all the blessings that you're going to give me in the future. I want to thank you already. Lord, I praise you. I love you. You're everything. I thank you, Lord. I ask you to come upon these people. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So if y'all just prayed this prayer, I know great things are going to happen to y'all. I guarantee you're going to start seeing change in your life. But I'm going to go ahead and end this show for today. I thank y'all for visiting my show. I ask you to go to the Healing Light page on Facebook. I think there's a thing underneath the show title. If you've had any experiences, any healing experiences, anything that's happening in your life has changed from the Holy Spirit reaching you through this show, I ask you just to put a little something down. I mean, when you do this, it advertises the show, and plus it lets other people have hope of what's going on in their life. Don't be embarrassed of the miracle that happened in your life. There's a lot of people I've actually done healings on people, and they was embarrassed or scared to tell anybody about it. I mean, I'll go along for a lot of times. I'd heal somebody. God would heal through me. I ain't gonna say me, but God would do something through me, and they wouldn't say anything because they was embarrassed or they just don't want, you know, they don't want to say anything. And it helps me knowing that God is really working through me, and it helps others to be testified to reveal that God is doing this. He's still doing this. So I really encourage you, if you've had any healing or anything going through the show that's really affected your life and helped you, I ask you to just drop something down on the Facebook page, Healing Light, and I'd be more than willing to, send you something back and thank you for what you did, and maybe other people will comment with you. But I want to thank you, and if you have any problems that you want me personally to pray for, ask you to go to the show, send a message, or go to Stan Shell on Facebook and send me a message. I will personally pray for you. If you need somebody to counsel with you, I'll be more than happy to do that. I may do a prayer healing session on you personally. I mean, on the phone with you. And, I mean, it really depends, you know, what's going on in your life. But if you just want me to pray for you on the show pretty soon, I am thinking about having call-ins to call in the show. We will put you on a prayer list. Or you can send me something to put on a prayer list. But we're going to, I'm going to experiment with the show. I'm still working on it. It's been a while. I mean, I'm still growing a listening body of the show. Get plenty of, you know, people to listen to the show. But I want to thank you all again for listening to the show. And I will see y'all tomorrow. And we'll be talking about the resurrection of the Christ. The resurrection of the body of Christ, which he arises in you. He rises you up. For you to be who you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be a living, walking, breathing son of God, daughter of God. And that's what he wants you to do. That's what he came down here for, where you see him, ask him to help, and he brings you up to where you're supposed to be. So I want to thank you all. And I want you to know, I was watching Todd White on YouTube. I want you to know this heaven that everybody talks about is within you. The Holy Spirit has heaven within him. When you accept Christ, he puts that heaven in you. Your heaven, the heaven that grows within you, the God Spirit, the Divine Spirit, Holy Spirit that grows within you, gets bigger and bigger, will kill the hell around you. If people's living in hell around you, the Holy Spirit and the heaven within you, the heaven within you will kill their hell. So let that Holy Spirit grow. Praise the Lord. Pray in tongues. If God puts praying in tongues upon you, pray in tongues to the Father. See yourself in front of the Father praying. I say this many times. I do this. It puts the glory around you. It expands your spirit, man. It expands the Holy Spirit in you. But do this. I mean, I really ask people to do this. But I want to thank you all for listening to my show, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. God bless you all. And I'm going to play Peace Be Still. This is from Julie True, and if you want any kind of Julie True music or anything, go to Sid Roth or go to Amazon. She's got some stuff on there, and she has anointing upon her voice. Christ did that himself, but you'll see it from her voice. But if you want to just, you know, rest in the song, just let it soak in you, just go ahead and do that. And God bless you. See y'all tomorrow.